And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Our Sherrard High School Sports Spotlight this week has us taking a look at the softball program. Tigers off to an 8-0 start in 2025. A big part of that is senior shortstop Nadia Anderson, who's joining us today. So, Nadia, really nice start for you and your teammates. Can you walk us through what you've made of the first eight games of the season? Looks like it's been so far so good for the Tigers to this point.
Yeah, so we've gone 8-0 so far, and really just our whole team has been working together, and we couldn't do it without one person. Like, we all work together really good, and we've been working really hard at practice and just been grinding it out and really stayed focused this whole year and been working together as a team, and I think that's really what led us to being 8-0 so far.
Yeah, so offensively, you know, I think that the group you're playing with has done a good job producing runs, and on the defensive end, done a really good job limiting runs, too, it feels like. So a really strong start kind of on both sides of the diamond for Sherrard. So speaking about, you know, the on-the-field performance, I mean, what have been some of the keys you think that you've seen, you know, in practice and in games that have led to the success here early in the season?
So I think that it really helps that whenever, like, we're struggling on defense, our offense can always pull through and vice versa. And if, like, a few games we had more errors than normal, and at practice lately we've been really working hard on defense and taking care of everything that we've been struggling with and just getting lots of reps in and just trying to fix our mistakes and targeting what's been wrong. And I think our coaches have really, like, helped us by, like, structuring practice, I guess, like, on what we need to work on, and it's really been showing on the field.
So a really nice win for Sherrard last week on the road over West Central, a team that at the time was ranked number one in Class 1A softball from the Illinois Softball Coaches Association. You hit a big home run in the top of the seventh, which broke a 4-4 tie and led you to a 5-4 win. So can you talk about, you know, both what that win felt like it meant beating a team like West Central, and then also walk us through the at-bat you had to put your team ahead last week?
So, yeah, going into the game, we all knew that we were facing a good team and they had a pretty strong pitcher, but I think we didn't really let it get to our heads and we just played our game. And normally we haven't had a team, like, score runs on us early, and we haven't really been behind in any of the games, and that happened against West Central, but we really stayed strong and fought back and really showed them, like, what our team is about. And in the seventh inning, when I was up, I think there was one out, and we had a runner on, and I knew it was, like, our last shot, so I really just gave it everything and tried to swing as hard as I could, and it worked.
So looking at kind of the personnel you have on the roster this season, it feels like you have kind of a nice mix of, like, veteran pieces who've played a lot of softball, and then some really young kids, too, that have produced for you, talking about, you know, some freshmen and sophomores have been key contributors early in the season for you. So, I mean, with your role as a senior on the team that has played a lot of varsity softball in her career, kind of being with some of those younger kids, does that feel like you have a little bit of a different role this year as maybe kind of like a kid that the younger kids are able to look up to and go to for advice throughout the varsity softball season?
I mean, yes and no. Like, obviously, like, have to stay focused and lead by example, but I think that all of us seniors, just we do a good job of, like, leading together and, like, not one person taking over, and it just creates good team chemistry and everyone gets along. So, I mean, yeah, I have to be a role model, but I think, like, the freshmen that we have, they really step up and have done a good job.
Right, and then today, a big game, of course, against Rock Ridge, the first of two meetings. The teams will play each other in the regular season. I know that, you know, everybody knows kind of what the Rock Ridge softball program, the levels of success they've had over the past, you know, 10 or so years. So speaking about getting a crack at them today, both teams ranked in the top 10 in the Illinois Softball Coaches Association rankings this week in Class 2A. Just what about the meaning of this game? I think it's always pretty fun when Rock Ridge and Sherrard compete, right?
So this is obviously a big game for us, considering that we haven't beat them ever since I've been in high school. We've came really close the past couple years, but just haven't made it there yet. But I think that our coaches have really prepared us for it, and it's like adds a little bit of pressure because it's Rock Ridge, but I think if we can just stay calm and play our game, then we can let the game show who's better, I guess.
And we talked about this earlier, of course, the 8-0 start to the season. Really nice, you know, first couple of weeks of the year for you. Looking ahead for this Sherrard softball program and the group you're playing with here in 2025, I mean, what are some goals you have trying to accomplish here in your senior softball season, you know, team-wide and also individually, I guess?
So, first thing, obviously, come out as conference champs, but we haven't really made it far in the postseason since I've been playing. We've had like good teams and good groups, but I'm hoping this year that we can show that off in the postseason and hopefully have a run at state. And me personally, I just want to do whatever can help my team make it there and get as far as we can.
All right, so the last question I have for you really has nothing to do with softball, but I hear the nickname you have, right? People call you Moo. And the past couple of years, I've been really interested in trying to figure out, like, the kind of where that came from. And I'm going to ask you now, so can you explain to me that nickname and why they call you Moo?
So, honestly, I don't really know, but my parents just, like, called me that ever since I was young. And then at my softball games, like, in travel and stuff, my dad would always call me that. And then it just traveled to my coaches and then my friends, and then now it's just the name I have.
Love it. So now I guess that we can say mystery solved then. At least I'm able to sleep at night now. So all right, Nadi Anderson, great start to the 2025 season. Good luck today against the Rockets, and good luck the rest of the season too. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
All right, I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.